You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, we know that the Department of Agriculture has been on a concerted drive and effort to unlock new markets following the uncertainty that resulted in South Africa potentially being removed from the AGOA agreement following the return of President Trump to the White House. This has resulted in many adjustments and decisions being made and many new markets being accessed. Despite this, there are certain markets that remain inaccessible, and that's partly due to some of the hiccups and bottlenecks that still exist. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Meat Importers and Exporters of Southern Africa, Paul Matthew, who joins me on the line now to take a look at how the meat industry is faring here. Paul, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Give us a sense of the parties or the meat exporters that you represent and how they have been seeing the market and how they've been faring in the market.
Yeah, Jimmy, good evening. Thank you for having me. So our members who do the exports in the red meat, and I think we just need to separate what is happening between the AGOA agreement and opportunities that we have to export up into the UAE market. Basically, what we have done is reached out to the Minister of Agriculture, who recently last week said that, you know, Italy once again is so keen for our red meat. Our biggest problem is that he is sort of telling everyone that these markets are opening, but we cannot get markets open. So it just seems to be a real bottleneck with the agricultural department. We've already seen UAE, we've seen Dubai, we've seen Qatar have been closed for so long. Obviously, we did have a FMD issue that has been resolved from these countries who have basically said, we want your product, we want your meat, but we just cannot get the government locally to open those markets.
Now, Paul, when you say you can't get the government locally to open those markets, what do you mean by that? Surely we have agreements in place, guidelines on how these exports work. What do you mean when you can't say you can't get the markets opened?
100%, Jimmy. So there are health certificates in place to obviously for us to export and import into various markets. There are usually structured regulation that we have to follow. FMD has played a role, but these other countries are saying, listen, we accept the vaccinated, let's say, beef or the lamb hasn't been affected, but lamb or goat that we export up into the UAE side. Recently, we saw that one of our big producers has just got Jordan opening that we are now sending beef to. But in a nutshell, these countries are saying we are ready. We will accept the product. Obviously, as South Africans, we have the product, but it's bureaucratic, technical bottlenecks with the government themselves in the agricultural sector who are delaying. And the delay could be many reasons. It could be, obviously, the excuse we always get that it's their own resources, they don't have enough people to do the work. But they're not getting the markets open. So we would liaise via the embassies with the trade advisors in these various countries. They say, listen, we have done everything. We've sent information into your government. We haven't heard from them. We follow up with the government. They have an excuse. They haven't heard, say that they tell us they haven't heard from the various countries. So it becomes a back and forth in terms of who said what. In this country, the provinces have the right through the state vets to export. So the provinces don't want to export because National hasn't advised them. So there's this whole internal communication between head office and the provincial side of things. There's no communication coming back to us as industry. So you can just imagine it's stagnating. It's just going in circles and we're just not making progress. And then you have the minister announcing publicly saying, oh, no, these countries are very interested in our product, but we cannot get the product out. So that's what we are sort of putting out there into the consumers so the consumer knows what's going on.
Paul, can we take a look at the impact this is having on the organizations that you represent and on business or the meat industry in general? If we're not able to export this, obviously there is a portion of demand that is met by local producers, but there's also a portion of the local producers' output that relies on the export market.
Absolutely. So export, obviously, of those prime cuts is prime to the members and to the producers of Africa. So yes, you're always going to get more for your product if you export. The benefit of that is that it helps control the prices for the South African consumer. So the more we export, the better we can keep the local price in check. So if you want to look at it in rands and cents, and you have a look at how we've been fighting to get Qatar open the last 2 years, just on the export of lamb. So we send chilled lamb into Qatar, where we used to. We've been talking about that for 2 years. They are saying on their side, we're ready to accept your lamb, but we cannot get that health permit open from our guys to exports. So the producers are now sitting with product or with lambs that should be in that market. Obviously, that comes back into the South African market. It becomes a bit of an oversupply, but the producers lose so much due to the fact that they're not getting that prime value for that product. So it starts having a huge impact on the producers, back onto the farmers, back onto jobs. One can just carry on. So it's very important that we have a strong stream of exports, especially on our red meat side, that goes into the rest of the world.
Now, Paul, we can do our part to support the association in whatever way that we can. From our side, there isn't much that we can do other than reiterate the message that you are getting across. If we were to deliver one message on behalf of the association and its producers to the Department of Agriculture, what would you want the Department of Agriculture to do to remove these bottlenecks?
So, Jimmy, I did have dialogue with government last week, Thursday. In fact, it was fairly positive, so I'm hoping to see some results out of that. But I think a strong message is that South Africa has world-class farmers. We have good producers. We have the exports. We have the logistic providers. What we don't have is the demand for the problem, for government to fix the problem. There's no urgency that side. So we would push and say they need to look at this as urgently, so that we have the situation where we can export product out into these various countries that actually are sitting there and wanting our good red meat.
The red meat market is finding it difficult to unlock new markets, despite the fact that we have been on a very intentional drive to access new markets from an agricultural perspective. We'll hope this changes. We'll hope that the association and other associations do indeed receive the feedback that they so desperately require from the government, and they're able to move forward. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Association of Meat Importers and Exporters of Southern Africa CEO Paul Matthew joining us to take a look at the challenges facing their market.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.